Well, thank you for joining us today on the Power Hour. This is Deborah Tavares, and I am your guest host today. And I run the website stopthecrime.net as well as primarywater.org. So when you visit either of our sites and look at the various YouTube videos, a few that we still have managed to keep up without YouTube taking them down for breach of communist regulations, but also Primary Water, very important. Please look that up. Share this most important and urgent information with all you know. We are not running out of water. Water is a renewable. When you type in primary water, though, do not type a space in between primary and water, or you won't get to the website. I'm very happy to be introducing my special guest today, Alana Freeland, and I'm just thrilled to have her on board with us today to talk about geoengineering and how that has affected the environment and our synthetic biology. This is what we're going to talk about. But a little bit about Alana so that you can get to her information. Alana is Alana Freeland, that's F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D, is a writer and also a ghostwriter, a teacher and lecturer who has researched and writes on deep state issues like the seven geoengineering corporations, including the MK-Ultra, ritual abuse, targeting, and invasive electronic weapons. And she's known best for her book entitled Chemtrails, HARP, and the Full Spectrum Dominance of Planet Earth, and Under an Ionized Sky, from Chemtrails to Space Force Lockdown. And she's now finishing a book entitled Geoengineered Transhumanism, How the Environment Has Been Weaponized by Chemtrails, Electromagnetics, and Nanotechnology for Synthetic Biology. And this book is expected to be out in the late spring, and we'll ask her exactly when she thinks that might be. And Under an Ionized Sky, her prior book has been translated into many different languages. Most important, how you get to Alana's information is you can find her at alanafreeland.com, and that is spelled E-L-A-N-A, Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D.com. So with that having been said, Alana, I am anxious for you to talk to everybody about how geoengineering the environment has caused and is creating synthetic biology and how we are being transformed. So with that, thank you so much for joining the program.
Thanks for inviting me, Deborah. I know that our activist work really dovetails very well because we're all concerned about the what's happening to the environment, what's happening to the nation, what's happening to the human being. And all of this really, I'm kind of wrapping up 10 plus years of my life in which I've become very involved in initially the chemtrails, which was a term turned into a conspiracy term, but actually owned by the U.S. Air Force Academy for their manual on their chemistry courses for pilots. And I began with Chemtrails, HARP, and the Full Spectrum Dominance of Planet Earth, and just discussing the bare bones of what was going on as a national security classified project by what was we'd see coming out of the backs of jets. And for a long time, we thought they were contrails, just water vapor and, you know, and ice. And instead, eventually, we began to realize, or at least those who were on the edge, realized that the signatures coming out the backs of the jets was not at all contrails. It was actually chemical signatures. And because the program has been classified, it's been really hard for researchers like me to find out exactly what and how these effluvium are coming out and what they're for. That was where I began, and I was friends with Clifford Carnicum, an independent scientist in northern New Mexico. I was living there then, and we would talk about it, and he was finding biologicals coming out the backs of the jets, or at least it seemed they were, because he could collect the precipitation and then what he was finding in his HEPA filter. And he would analyze those, look at them under a big microscope, and he began to see that there was a correlation between the jets passing over northern New Mexico and what he was finding in these precipitates. So that was the next thing we did is we did the saliva test and looked to see if there were the same fibers he was finding in the precipitation and the HEPA filters in the human body. And then we went to blood samples. Yes, there was an organism of some sort in people's blood. We didn't have a large number of people at that point. We had maybe a couple dozen people, and it was in all of the blood samples. So I realized, and as Clifford already did, that we were facing a tremendous humanity crisis, and that we needed to dig deeper. And he attempted to get the attention of the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, and of course the CDC, as Centers for Disease Control, but they purposely ignored him, and yet he would go onto his site, carnicominstitute.org, and discover that I think the last count was 120-some alphabet soup agencies of the U.S. government and corporations like Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, et cetera, were visiting his website regularly to see what he was coming up with. So obviously, the classified nature of what was coming out of the jets, this is back in the late 90s, was pretty much buried. Around the same time, a very educated and wonderful guy up in Alaska, Nick Begich, his father had been a government person and had died in a strange, mysterious accident that probably was not an accident long before with Huey Long, who was on the Watergate Committee. And Nick had developed an interest in something close at hand up there in Alaska, and that was a big ionospheric heater with the wonderful acronym HARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project. And it was being built up there in the 90s, right near him. And so he wrote a book called Angels Don't Play This HARP, which is still very interesting to read. It was written in 95. And it was the first thing I really read. And the day after I read it, after I was at a substitute teacher job at a high school, local high school where I live, I suddenly had a military helicopter over my house, and my phone began to make strange clicks all the time. So it obviously was a hot topic. That was the late 90s. And I got involved, deeply involved, when Adam Parfrey of the Farrell House Publishing asked if I thought I could write a book on chemtrails. So that's what I did. And that first book came out in 2014. And then the next book was sort of born out of that book, as happens with people who are researching something deeply. At each level, a whole other can of worms opens up. And I wrote Under an Ionized Sky, From Chemtrails to Space Fence Lockdown. and that came out in 2018. And since then, I've been researching the next and final phase, at least for me. I feel that I have pretty much expended my best on these books, and it's time for scientists who have PhDs in physics to come forward and address these issues that have to do with the geoengineering that we are assured has only just begun with solar radiation management, and yet it has actually been going on for over 20 years, and we have been breathing in not just the chemicals coming out of the backs of the jets, but the pathogens that are piggybacked on the chemicals, and all of this could probably not have happened had we not had a very quiet revolution in the 90s, which was nanotechnology. Most people don't realize how quietly this was brought on board, and it may seem to people once they find out that a nano or a nanometer is a 1/1,000,000,000th of a meter. Yes, very tiny, but they probably think that just means it's a size thing. But no, it really isn't just a size thing. And I think that a lot of the technology, all the way up to the COVID-19 vaccination, are utterly dependent upon nanotechnology. And none of the safety standards, of course, just as with the vaccines, no safety tests were run on nanotech for human beings. It was just felt that, well, you know, one is carbon nanotubes, that's just carbon. Another one is made of something else. All of these are relatively safe. But it turns out that that is not the case, as you can well imagine. Probably you're way ahead of me in imagining what it is to breathe in nanotechnology from
let me pause
aerosols
you for just,
that are
just one,
above
one
us.
Moment, Alana, just for one moment. I just want to say that I have used Clifford's method of the magnifying glass and the light combination that he talked about years back. He probably has advanced from that. But I have found the opalescent strands in my grandchildren, in my animals, in my food products, etc. And I think for people that are listening, you could do the same thing if you can find that small combination light and magnifying glass and hold it up on your skin, and you'll see these opalescent fibers. And everybody has that. This is worldwide, and I think that people think they can escape this. What do you say to that? And then continue on, Alana.
Well, there is no escape. I mean, I think what people are thinking is recently the CDC finally, after all these years, did admit that the disease known or the condition known as Morgellons, they call it a disease, it's actually a condition, that it really is just a skin ailment, or it's a delusional parasitosis that requires a psychiatrist. Now it's been admitted to some degree because so many people are affected by the skin condition. What is the skin condition? The skin condition is the actually the liver attempting to rid itself of all the nanotechnology that it has to deal with, and it eventually separates in these terrible sores. And in the middle of the sores are tiny wires that are sticking out and become very excited when they're near electromagnetics. So you know, we can see it better in some people who have the lesions, and the rest of us have it all dormant in us. But coupled with that is are all the diseases that we're supposedly having now, particularly the autoimmune diseases. This is a sign that our immune system is overtaxed and not functioning well. So, don't just look for skin lesions and feel sorry for people who have them. We all have breathed the same air. That's the problem. This is an aerosol delivery. And the other part of that ends up being the GMO foods that most people eat. I particularly for 40, 50 years now have eaten primarily organic because I'm willing to invest a little more to get a product which is actually natural and has not been genetically modified, because I'm convinced that by eating genetically modified foods, you are modifying your genetics. And all of this is to say that these two, I'm not talking about vaccines yet, that's the third delivery system. These two delivery systems of what's coming in the aerosols and what is in the GMO foods run by Monsanto for many years are sort of the prelude to the transhumanism that that the global elites desire. They're not satisfied with human evolution as it has proceeded at a glacial pace. They're not satisfied that some people are actually awakening to the manipulations of the global elites that we've endured for thousands of years. They want control over people's evolution. And so they're going at it very cleverly, I think. It's right in front of your face, but it's in the environment, and they have basically weaponized our environment and turned it to their own purposes. So you're breathing the air that is loaded with nanoparticles that at their tiny, tiny size, not even talking about what their chemical disposition is, your lungs become glutted with them. And it, then some go through the lungs into the blood system, eventually arriving at various organs, and then finally the brain, encountering the blood-brain barrier. Well, when it was a micron level something or other that was being inserted into us, it was not...
Would you describe the size of a micron? Because many people have no idea of what that's
well, the nano, just it's good to think of the nanobot, which is a is about one 60,000th of a human hair. Well, a micron is something that you like what you were doing with Clifford's technique, you can see a micron. It is quite a bit bigger than a nano, a nanometer. So people are accustomed to microns, and we're hearing the term, those of us who read these things, you're hearing the term submicron. And every time you hear the word submicron, that means less than a micron, then you should think nanotechnology. You should think the nano size. And then there are smaller sizes below that. And what I could say about that is that from all my study now, 2 years, and I've spent a lot of time on nanotechnology because this book is pretty much synthetic biology is based on nanotechnology. I can say that. You realize that by being tiny like this, and even tinier below nano, like Pico is tinier than nano. You're having these particles, and they are particles. They are material. Just like a virus, it doesn't really exist beyond being a nanobot, a nano particle, until it is somehow changed or tweaked by a microbiologist or someone. So all of this tiny world is a approaching what used to be called by, in the spiritual lore, the threshold, and what we call it today, the quantum level. And what I'm saying is, in a way, with nanoparticles, and they're all the way through us, they're everywhere in our environment, without our say-so, without any democratic process, they are taking us into a separate field of our evolution away from nature into a quantum level of dimension in some way. And this is well known among the scientists who now have loosed it into the environment for all their field experiments, and, you know, they follow all these things closely. But they don't seem to care that we're going to be we're the guinea pigs by which they're going to learn what nanotechnology really is, because of it, that size component and the closeness to the quantum dimensions that sort of are superimposed, or rather like Russian dolls, inserted into one level after another of the reality that we look out on. But we're limited by our senses. We have 5 senses, we have 6 senses. We actually have more senses than that, but we depend on these. And if you look at the electromagnetic spectrum, you can see how tiny our vision element is. We can hardly see into any of the realms, all the way to gamma rays on one side and radio waves on the other. We can't see any of that. But what we do have today are a bunch of very smart people who have instruments by which they can peer into those levels and start to dabble. And that's really what's happened, whether you're looking at microbiology and genetics, or you're looking at weaponry, which has to do with radio
now,
waves,
Alana,
microwaves,
we're coming up on
et cetera.
A break. So hold that thought. We'll be right back, everyone. And certainly we can look at this as very nefarious for all of us, the consequences of these psychopaths. I think Alana will bring that up on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Where to start? There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all Power Mall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all Power Mall products, excluding all drop-shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid, this week only.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Well, welcome back. This is Deborah Tavares with Alana Freeland, and we're talking about synthetic biology. I want to certainly direct all of you to a document that I have had on StopTheCrime.net for many years. I call it the NASA War Document. It is actually a warfare strategy document, The Future is Now. And this was presented as a PowerPoint two months before 9/11. And the U.S. Air Force is involved, DARPA, the CIA, the FBI, Southern Command, Atlantic Command, Australia Department of Defense, and many, many others. But this was presented by Dennis Bushnell, who was the chief NASA scientist at the NASA Langley Research Center. And in conjunction with what you're hearing Alana discuss, in this document, they do say that humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution, and they will be redirecting evolution. They tell us that everything will be automated and robotic. In fact, the title of this entire document is Robots, Cyborgs, and Humans. And humans have little value. They tell us that we're too large, too heavy, too tender, too slow physically and mentally. We cost too much to maintain. We have limited value added. They talk about the use of robotics in the large going forward. That is what we are all seeing. They also talk about micro-dust weaponry, and this is, I think, what you were talking to about, Alana, but they were saying on page 43 of this NASA war document, micron dust weaponry, a mechanical analog to biomicron-sized mechanized dust, which is distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into the lungs. Dust mechanically bores into the lung tissue and executes various pathological missions. They say this is a wholly, wholly, wholly new class of weaponry, which is legal. So with that, Alana, I think this dovetails into pretty much your description of the aerosolized size dust and so forth. So if you would like to continue with your discussion, because this is horrific,
yeah,
what we're talking about here.
It is that in a way, all of that was foreplay, you could say,
yes.
Because even the seeding of Morgellons, which Clifford Carnicom has done the lion's share of research into. As a former DOD and BLM scientist, he spent, you know, years on shoestring budgets being marginalized and ignored by the organizations, the agencies that taxes pay for to keep us safe, because we were the lab test. And what I've realized slowly over all these hours I've spent on this is that that was the foreplay. The Morgellons was laid in our bodies. It has the capability to be self-replicating. It is a combination of inorganic and organic as a pathogen. And now we are beginning to see the depth of the synthetic biology approach through the vaccination process. And we had this, and I won't go into it, but because I know there are many opinions on it, and every day is a breaking news day for yet more insight and things to consider. But with the this latest COVID-19 thrust by the globalists, we're now beginning to take a peek at what synthetic biology actually means, with the mRNA vaccine being proffered by corporations like Pfizer and AstraZeneca and et cetera. So now I can see how this is the next phase on the laying of the Morgellons pathogen and our inhaling it and it setting up residence in our host bodies and forming its own form of lattice work. Now, you can't see that, and so you're going to have to take my word for it, I realize, but there are a lot of people who have the skin lesions and various detritus coming out of their scalps, their bodies, their orifices, their fluids, who are have gotten good microscopes, gone out and invested in them, and are tracking what it is that is extruding from their bodies. And it is definitely synthetic biology. And that, again, means a half living and half not. There is actually a patent, which I have, that is entitled The Inorganic Life. So it's another life form. It's like we have three different types of life on this planet, three categories, and now it appears that another one is being created by the humans that Deborah was just reading from The Future Is Now. And I think that I mean, I should have been done with this book months ago, but because of all the information coming out on the internet now that you have to kind of, you know, go through and see if it's disinfo, if it's so-called fake news, and who's writing it, and who has a dog in the fight, it takes time to eventually see what is actually true among all the overwhelming amount of hearsay, newspaper articles, magazine articles, etc. So I really see now that it's all of a piece, is what I'm saying. That it isn't that the geoengineering was something separate. It is that was the approach, and the cover story was carbons, climate change, global warming. All of those, it isn't that there isn't warming going on, because when you have ionospheric heaters running 24/7 every day, and now we have hundreds of them at all sizes, not just big like the HARP one up in Alaska, you're going to heat the environment. When you're ionizing the air that we breathe for various wireless operations that are military in nature, you're going to have more heat. So, yes, then they can take that and they can manipulate the weather and create ice, create like we had, you know, a tremendous cold front coming in. And so then a piece of disinformation is put into the newspapers, into the mainstream media about a mini ice age and how this is what the solar minimum does. I mean, everything is being manipulated to hide the man behind the curtain who's running all this this psyop on us. And unfortunately, it's not just a psyop. It actually has to do with our biology. It has to do with our human evolution. And I don't mean Darwinian. I mean our evolution of consciousness, that we are a precious species, but we are being turned into not even animals, though, you know, some seem, I hate to say something crude about animals, because when humans do things like the pedophilia and all of the things that we keep hearing about as the degeneration of culture, what the evolution that they're changing or, and interrupting and moving in another direction is to turn us into cyborgs, into machine-type humans. Yeah. And and that's the known as brain-computer interface, brain-machine interface, and a lot of the hardware that's going into us, such as the Morgellons, such as the hydrogel, such as the various particles, the carbon nanotubes, the fullerenes. There are so many tiny things. They are actually things that we are breathing in now because they've been loosed into the environment in order to get them inside of us so that they can then be remotely triggered by 5G, 6G systems. That's how it works.
Well, I think what you're telling about these technologies that we've already breathed in, including every living thing, everything that breathes is breathing this stuff in. So yeah. Now you're talking about synthetic biology and the creation right. of this manifestation within our bodies. Is this, could this be something like creating an exoskeleton within as opposed to outside? Because they really are identifying.
I think that's a good term. It's when Elon Musk began talking a few years ago about his neural mesh, he made it sound like you had to have some sort of surgical implantation. But we were just coming out of the period where we were familiar with implants finally, microchips that were had been put into people in order to track them, like soldiers often have those subcutaneous, and targeted individuals have them. But
right.
it had changed. It has changed from needing surgery or, you know, and before that it was electrodes. We don't need any of that hardware, but we do still need a hardware, and the hardware is the nanotech realm. And with those in our bodies, they can be programmed remotely by 5G and 6G systems. And I would add that when I say 5G, please also think 4G plus.
Yes, thank
pretty
you.
Much has
yeah, people,
everything
people,
in it, including the phased array antennas that the 5G has. So you know, we've been hoodwinked again and again with the mainstream media that is entirely corporate, entirely controlled, and cannot be trusted for any real news. So you have to kind of think all this out, or maybe, you know, you choose your horse in the race, who seems to always tell the truth, and you trust them unknowingly, you know, without doing your own research. You know, I always highly recommend to people, please do your research, because I have learned so much from the people on my closed Facebook sites, where I have chosen them to, they asked to be admitted. I bring them in because I see that they have the capability to really look into things on their own and make some decisions and share information and weigh things and not do name-calling and emotional outbursts and all that. It's so valuable that we have this internet. Make good use of it for your research and always question, even question what I'm saying. But if you don't read the books, it doesn't go very far, does it? I mean, you know, a lot of people don't read anymore, and they just do sound bites and videos. I personally think that that's not really going to give you what you really are going to need as we enter this particular era. We are leaving an era, and we are entering an era, and we all live in a technological time. We've got to learn about this technology, and it's hard because the technology is changing every day, and they're keeping a lot secret. I understand that, but you can, just like Sherlock Holmes, you can go into where, you know, the murder was committed, the body's not there anymore, the weapon is not there anymore, but there are clues all over the place because the devil is always in the details.
Yeah, I want to say this, Alana, because we are being turned into operating systems by this tech, and people reach in down deep. The information that we're talking about, the vocabulary, is beyond what they're hearing in the news, as you suggested. What I do find interesting is a lot of the movies now are coming out with this information. People think it's just sci-fi, but it's not. There's a very interesting movie called Equals on Prime, Equals, E-Q-U-A-L-S, so it's a plural. And it shows the future when we're not allowed to touch or communicate or express love. And this is the future that we can see being morphed into us with the social distancing, the masks, inability to speak. And I can see it playing out, what you're discussing, in other ways. And I think people that are listening to this could see it in other realms, and how ultimately what you're saying with synthetic biology and the transition into cyborgs. And we can see it happening all around us, don't you think?
Yes, yes, I do notice, and I'm glad you brought that up. Deborah, by the way, I just wanted to say beware of those movies because they're also pre-programming us.
That's true.
I would say that the people I'm encountering where I live, and I don't encounter that many because I'm a writer and I'm, you know, hunkered down here chained to my computer. But when I do see people, I certainly don't have conversations anymore because just about everyone seems semi-automaton to me and very trigger, easy to trigger with just using a word, a meme that they have picked up on their television. Usually it's television, but it can be the computer, it can be the internet.
And they
cannot think anymore. They really cannot. They think it's thinking, like, you know, I need to pick up a quart of milk on the way home. That's not what I mean by thinking. They cannot think, and for people out there who take the time to listen to Power Hour, I think what I'm trying to say is, you know, you've got to face your own programming, your own conditioning over the last 50 years with the TV. I've never owned a television. I have always known it's a weapon system. It has subliminals. It has the technology itself goes to your subconscious. It bypasses your conscious mind. You're an alpha wave. You don't know anything. And, you know, I recommend to all the people on my closed Facebook sites to get rid of it. Get rid of the TV. Get rid of your cell phone. I don't own an iPhone because it's a weapon system. The one weapon system I do own is my computer. And believe me, I am very aware it's a weapon system. And sometimes it actually assaults me straight from the monitor. I can feel it in my chest. My breathing becomes labored. I start salivating, which is a sure sign that it's an very ancient thing that you're under attack and you need to do something quickly.
Yes.
So it is a weapon system as well, but I need it. I need it for doing the good work that I choose to do, which is writing, ironically, writing books that I don't think many people read. I think a lot of people have bought my books because they like me, but they don't read them because it's a lot of work. And you have to really think, and you have to, face your conditioning that your memory is not what it used to be. Your ability to think clear thoughts is not what it used to be. You're living in what, is an EM fog, an electromagnetic fog, generated by all the wireless technology around us.
And we have
tremendous challenges.
Absolutely fair to say, too, the levels of poisons and toxins in our food and water as well.
The
fluoride in many of the water systems. We've literally been attacked. In fact, I recently learned, Alana, that there's over 100,000 different toxins in our toilet paper. And now they're going to be processing drinking water from wastewater treatment plants. That is one of the new solutions for this water shortage that they've created and forcing us into now. Because we're in a circular economy where everything will be reused, even us. So when you talk about the synthetic biology and how we're being morphed in to really literally becoming a cyborg, and with this internal exoskeleton that's being built within, do you think that part of this intention to recreate us is so that we can then be used in missions in outer space because we're just too weak as people?
Oh, thanks for bringing that up, Deborah, because, I think that it's possible that if it didn't start, and I don't think it did start with the secret space program, a term that Catherine Austin Fitz, the investment analyst, has put forward, I think it's a good term. The other term that's been put forward is the breakaway civilization, which would be a group of people, namely global elites and technocrats, who have an entirely different economy, politic, set up for how they live, where they live, et cetera. It all got a boost, a big boost, by a guy named Nikolai Kardashev. He's a Soviet astronomer, came out with, I like his paradigm because it's outrageous and unbelievable in a way, but it's good and simple. And it is that if you want to be a truly great civilization, i.e. a great empire, then with a space age, then you have to do three things in this order. First, you have to have full spectrum dominance over your planet. And that full spectrum dominance means it is a military doctrine, but it also means all the way from electromagnetic spectrum to cultural spectrum and biological spectrum and mind control, AI spectrum, et cetera. That's the first thing. The next thing is, once you have that, is then you have you want control over your star and its systems. That would be our sun. And I happen to know, and I do cover it in this new book to a degree, some of the new plasma experiments they're doing in our ionized atmosphere having to do with controlling our sun. And then the third phase is control over one's galaxy and its systems. And there you begin to laugh because, who could control the galaxy? Well, I don't know, but I know that this Kardashev system is what governs and guides NASA and other space agencies that we don't even know exist, corporations
now, Alana,
that are dedicated to it.
for the sake of those that would like to look up Kardashev, do you know the spelling handy?
Kardashev, K-A-R-D-A-S-H-E-V. First name, okay. Nikolai. So that idea that, just think about it. They want to go to space. Okay, there's a problem with that, and I covered that in the last book. The problem is the radiation belts around the Earth. They're real, and they're kind of impossible to get through because of our bodies. Our bodies are simply fragile, as, you know, the future is here, document said. So what they want is another kind of human being to be able to go through the radiation belts, have no damage or minimal, be able to self-heal. I mean, if you have nanobots in you, nanobots are very good at self-healing. And self-replicating. So if you have a different kind of body, and then in your mind you have you are programmed so that you can do all kinds of things that you need to do in a long voyage. And I'm not thinking rockets here, by the way, just to be clear. I'm thinking sophisticated X-37Bs, which are basically a very different kind of, we have them, but they're not, they're quite secret, and they are able to fly in space, or at least the upper atmospheres of the Earth, and in our lower atmosphere. So they're going to be in a sophisticated type of unique vessel, exotic propulsion vessel.
Let me ask you a question, because we have been experiencing massive amounts of increased gamma radiation worldwide now, and Fukushima, and of course the releases of what we understand is being released out of a lot of our nuclear plants, the increasing radiation. Do you think that increasing radiation is all part of the process? And I hear the bumper music
absolutely coming
on. I want
absolutely
to thank you.
It is.
This program will be up on stopthecrime.net on our YouTube video channel. We'll look forward to inviting Alana back as she narrows down on the completion of her final chapter of Morgellons in her new book. Alana, thank you so much for joining me today on the Power Hour.
Thanks, Deborah.
Who is bigger than the heaven? And the lover of my soul, Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Those of Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.